Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds infielder Jimmy Anderson. And Jimmy, thank you for some time here. You've been with the Shorebirds for a few weeks making your pro debut. So how have these first few games at this level gone for you?
It's definitely been an adjustment compared to college, but I feel like I'm adjusting pretty well. We have a good group of guys in the locker room, so it's pretty easy to bond with them pretty quickly, and they made the transition pretty easy for me.
Now that you kind of got that first game, first week out of the way, how settled in do you feel like at the pro level?
I feel like I'm really settled in here. I've kind of adjusted really quickly, so I'm just excited to keep being able to play.
Now you came up with a couple members of the draft class right away, Eric Booth Jr. and Ty Hebb, and now you're starting to see other guys filter in as well. Some pitchers last week, Carlos Sanchez joined you as well. So how cool has it been able to integrate yourself with other members of the draft class here in Delmarva?
It's been really cool because obviously I spent like 2-3 weeks down in Sarasota with them, so it's nice to be able to see those guys again and be able to see them compete in a live game rather than just a couple scrimmage games. So I'm just really blessed to be able to play with them. Happy to see them here with us.
You know, on that note, when you're at the minor league camp trying to get ready, how eager do you get down there trying to just kind of think about, oh, I want to finally play in a game rather than just these kind of these close scrimmages type matchups?
Yeah. So when I got there, my last game was around May-ish. So I've always had that competitive nature just to be able to get out there and play. So I was kind of, you know, I would say itching to get out there. And when I finally got the call to come up here, I was so excited.
What have these last few months been for you, from finishing up college to getting drafted to ending up here?
It's definitely been a lot because obviously I had to do a couple different workouts and stuff. And then when I got the call to Baltimore again, it was a great experience. I was with my family and stuff. And like I said, I was just excited to get back out on a baseball field and play.
Well, I do want to ask you about that. So last year, the Orioles picked you in the 19th round, elected to go back to school. They pick you again the next year in the 5th round. So what was it like to have them kind of double down on you and show they're really interested in you?
I think it truly feels like that they really wanted me, especially taking me 2 times back-to-back years. And going from the 19th to the 5th round kind of shows that. And like I said, I'm just ready to get to work with them.
And you had a really good college career too, pretty much video game numbers this past year. So how are you feeling coming off your last college season?
I feel really good. Obviously, we didn't complete what we wanted to as a team, but I feel like as an individual, I feel like I hit a lot of my goals that I wrote down in the beginning of the year, and I knew going back to a junior college after getting drafted was kind of a risk, but I feel like it paid off in the long run.
Yeah, you went 14 rounds in the draft, so where did you feel like maybe from year one in college to year two did you see your game improve the most?
I feel like just overall level of experience and kind of knowing the game before stuff happens, kind of going from just playing the game to understanding like why things happen, what I got to do with the ball in these different situations. So I feel like that's kind of paid off from there and transitioning over here.
Now you're in the same system now with Nate George. You guys got to know each other pretty well playing the state of Illinois coming up through the prep ranks. So what's it like been kind of getting into the same system, potentially maybe teammates someday?
It would be really blessed to be able to be his teammate again, because like I said, we played since I was like 15 years old with him. So just being able to share the same field with him would be a truly grateful experience.
Oh, it's hard to believe. You've only been here for a little bit, but you've got 2 weeks left in the regular season. So what are you hoping to do maybe these last few games of the season to maybe go into the offseason with?
I'm hopefully get the first home run out of the way. But, you know, like I said, just kind of get my feet wet and get more at-bats and feel more comfortable in the box and take that into the offseason, work on things that I need to work on for the next year.
Well, Jimmy, really good stuff. Thank you so much for the time and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Infielder Jimmy Anderson, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.